Backseat Box Office voicemail show for episode number 33, including results from the weekend of May 6th through the 8th, 2011. Hello and welcome to Backseat Box Office, the voicemail slash results show for episode number 33. If this is your first time listening, stop. Go listen to episode number 33. We released it on Friday. Check it out. You'll get to learn a little bit about what the show's about, and you won't get confused by what this episode is, which ostensibly is the results of what that show was. So go listen. Check out what the weekend results were. Come back here. You can see how everybody did. Then next week you can play along. Anyway, this is Tony Mast. I may have said that earlier. I don't recall. It's really late. I got a new color Nook, and I've been playing with it. But I'm using it actually today for the results show, so hopefully we'll kind of see how this works out. Not really sure. First time. We'll see. Hopefully it'll smooth things and maybe cause just a little bit less clicking, trying to streamline some of this. I know some of you have volunteered to sit in on this podcast with me as a co-host, and I really do appreciate that. Monday nights sometimes can get kind of weird for me, so in this case, I'm recording this at 20 minutes after 1 on Tuesday morning, so it's late. I need to get this done, and we'll get through this together. See how everybody did for the weekend. It was an interesting weekend. Let's go ahead and start the weekend's the results show off here with kind of a breakdown of what did happen last weekend. So this past weekend there were three new releases: Thor, Something Borrowed, and Jumping the Broom. That is the order they were listed in the number of theaters they were released to. This is not the order that they placed in the box office counts. Thor, as pretty much everyone expected, was number one. It brought in $65.7 million in its opening weekend. Not the blockbuster summer opening movie totals that you'd normally expect, but considering this is only one of two of Marvel's offerings for this summer, not a bad start. Very respectable considering the second place to that was Fast Five at $32.4 million, coming in, I think, pretty much surprising almost all of us, was Jumping the Broom at number three, and it brought in $15.2 million. Something Borrowed, number four, came in with $13.9 million, and it had 900 more theaters. It had almost a third more. I'm sorry, actually, looking at those numbers, it's actually almost 50% more theaters than Jumping the Broom had. So, that one kind of surprised all of us. I know I personally did not expect Jumping the Broom to beat out Something Borrowed, and I don't think pretty much almost any of us did. Following those, Rio at number 5, and it brought in $18.5 million. Water for Elephants brought in $6 million, and Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family brought in almost $4.2 million. Those are the top seven movies, and those top seven account for every movie that was selected by everyone who selected movies this week. Currently, the leaderboard has 20 names on it. The first three, we're going to start from the bottom, work our way up. The first three are in reverse order. Sam, who joined us last week, did not participate this week. Mark M. And Sergio. None of those three participated this week. None of their scores changed, but their placement did change slightly, because some of the folks who were in 18th and 19th place actually moved up a little bit. So Sergio and Mark both fell to 18th place. Sam is in 20th. Next on the list was William Paul. He gave us his picks through Twitter. He had Thor at number one, Fast Five at number two, Something Borrowed at number 3, Jumping the Broom at number 4, and Rio at number 5. His picks were pretty good this week. He had number 1, 2, and 5 perfect, and he swapped 3 and 4, giving him a total for the week of 23. That brought his average up to 17.11. That brought him from 19th to 17th place. So nice little jump, nice little start to a comeback. It only takes 1 or 2 weeks to get some momentum going. So good job, William. Next on the list is we had Mentally. And you may recall that Mentally had a rough time last weekend. We're going to go ahead and play a voicemail. Now, Mentally did not participate in the voicemail this time. Apparently, she was still feeling a little burned, which the score she had last week was rough. And it does get brought up a couple of times later in the show. I am not going to participate in any slighting of anyone because goodness knows I'm probably due for a really bad week coming up here pretty soon. So let's go ahead and listen to Father Beast's voicemail. You'll get his picks a little bit early, but since he also did kind of give us what Mentally's picks were, I'm going to go ahead and play the voicemail, and we'll go ahead and get them both right now.
Hello, this is Father Beast, and Mentally is not participating this week, she says, because, she's still really upset about having been burned last week and having gotten a score of 0, although she is very glad that she did not get a negative number for her score. She did say she did put in her pick, did send up her picks, but she does not want to participate in the voicemail. She's still too upset. This is because she got burned by hoodwinked, losing 2 points per place and losing 10 points. She picked Hoodwinked as number 1 and it came out as number 6, and she picked Dylan Dog as number 4 and it came out as number 17, which is just ridiculous. Who knew that Dylan Dog could do so badly? So anyway, it's just me, and I'll try to keep it a little shorter. We have coming out from this week we have Thor, which is going to do awesome, I think. I've got this guy at work. He was one of those guys who's going to go see Fast and Furious or Fast 5 or one of the others. And he says he's going to go see Thor because it looks pretty awesome. And he's never heard of Thor. He doesn't know who Thor is, which is weird because he's like a blonde-haired white guy. So, and he probably has ancestors who worshipped Thor. So the trailers look good, so I think it's going to do well. We also have Something Borrowed, which is how an attorney has an affair with her friend's fiancé. Sort of a chick flicky thing. I don't know how well it's going to go. And finally, you're Jumping the Broom. And, I don't know. On the heels of Medea, it's going to... Who knows how it's going to do. This is really a hard one for me. Last week's top five were number 1, Fast 5, number 2, Rio, which shocked me for continuing to do so well. Medea, which also shocked me for continuing to do so well. Water for Elephants and Prom. I'm pretty sure Water for Elephants and Prom are going to drop off. Rio, you could say that it's time for it to drop off, but I don't know. And Medea, that's all still an up in the air one. So not having Mentally to bounce stuff off of in front of me, I'm going to just go for my picks, which I picked Thor as number 1, duh. Fast 5 is number 2. Yeah, it's going to drop, but not that much, and it's still going to make more than anything else but Thor. Rio, I picked as number 3. I think it's going to still continue to make money. There isn't another kids show, and I'm sorry, Hoodwinked. We did go see it, and it wasn't as good as the first one. 4, I have Something Borrowed. 5, I really went back and forth on. I was going to put Jumping the Broom there, but I'm going to put Medea in the 5th place and say Jumping the Broom isn't going to make the top 5. And Mentally's picks were number 1, Thor, number 2, Fast 5. She also had Something Borrowed for number 3, and 4, Rio, and 5, she put Jumping the Broom, saying that Medea is not going to continue to be in the top 5. But we're going to find out. This is Father Beast signing off.
All right. Thanks, Father Beast. And hopefully Menly will join you the next time we get a voicemail from you guys. For those of you who may have forgotten from a minute or two ago, Menly's picks were Thor at number one, Fast Five at number two, Something Borrowed at number three, Rio at number four, and Jumping the Broom at number five. Now, Thor and Fast Five were dead on perfect. Something Borrowed was actually in fourth, Rio was in fifth, and Jumping the Broom was in third. That gave her a total of 21 points. That brought her score up to a 17.17, and that just inches out William's score. And that brings her up from 18th place to 16th place. So congratulations on the beginning of your reascension, Menly. I have a feeling you will not remain this low for very long. You were consistently you consistently had some really good scores before the one faux pas, and I have a feeling that you're going to bounce right back. Now, Scott did not participate this week. His score remains at a 17.43, and he is in 15th place. He actually dropped a position because Uriah gave us his scores, and he got enough to just inch out Scott. So Uriah's picks this week were Thor at number one, Fast Five at number two, Medea at number three, Something Borrowed at number four, and Water for Elephants at number five. Now, Medea came in at number seven. That lost him 5 points. Water for Elephants came in at number six. That lost him another. He's got a total score this week of a 20. It brought his average up to 17.25. His previous ranking was 15th. He's now in 14th. So congratulations, Uriah, for bringing your score up and for bumping yourself up another slot. Now, we gave Rich a little bit of trouble over the last couple of weeks because he hadn't given us picks. So, now Rich sent us a voicemail, but these are not his picks. He actually left his picks in a comment this week, but we're going to go ahead and play a voicemail that he left in response to the razzing we gave him for not participating.
Hey, Tony. It's Rich. Just wanted to call in and say, bark, 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 bark. Yep, that's me. I'm a big old chicken. That's it. I was bored. Bye.
Yeah, so fortunately, Rich did what the rest of us said and admitted that he was a chicken. He did not participate the last couple of weeks. It probably worked out well for him, considering how some of us did. But, thank you, Rich, for sending that in. Rich's picks this week, he had Thor at number one, Fast Five at number two, Something Borrowed at number three, Rio at number four, and Jumping the Broom at number five. That is actually a fairly common set of picks. In fact, the next person on the list, Cougaron, has the exact same set of picks, so I'm going to go ahead and include those guys together. They both scored a 21 total. Interestingly enough, they shared a score, the same score last week. They have been participating for the same number of weeks, and with this score, which is a 21, it's the same, they share an average score now of 18.75, and they are both tied for 12th. So congratulations on bumping your score up, guys. And let's see. Next up, we have Crazy Jeff. Now, Crazy Jeff, you could say he stuck to his name this week. He was the sole detractor from the top two that everyone else selected. He selected Fast Five at number one and Thor at number two, Something Borrowed at number three, Rio at number four, and Water for Elephants at number five. Now, the Fast Five Thor flip lost him 3 points. Something Borrowed at number three, it was at number four. Rio at number four, it was at number five. Water for Elephants at number five, it was at number six. So he lost one for each of those. His total for the week was 19, and that was the lowest score this week. Actually, pretty good. Everyone else, there was 119. As we heard earlier, Uriah had a 20. Everyone else either had a 21 or a 23 this week. Crazy Jeff brought his score. It actually hurt his score this week. His score was one of the few that actually fell this week. His comes down to a 19.13, which I think it only dropped like 1/100th of a point from last week to this. He maintains his position in 11th. Next up, we have Father Beast. Now, we did get his voicemail earlier, but in case you forgot, his picks were Thor at number 1, Fast 5 at number 2, Rio at number 3, Something Borrowed at number 4, and Medea at number 5. Rio, as we know, came in 5th, so he lost 2 points there. Medea came in 7th, he lost 2 more points there, bringing his total to 21. This actually bumped his score up to a 19.57 total, and he is tied for 9th place with Jeff. Jeff sent us an email this week. His picks were Thor at number 1, Fast 5 at number 2, Something Borrowed at number 3, Rio at number 4, and Jumping the Broom at number 5. Again, this is that common pick that a lot of us did, I think myself included. His score for the week was a 21. He is tied with Father Beast all the way around. He was tied with him last week, so their score now is a 19.57 average. And his ranking is still in 9th place, tied with Father Beast. Next up, we have one of the hosts, Andrew. Andrew, you can to hear what his picks were, go ahead and listen to the show on Friday. But his selections got him a total of 21 points. That brought his average up to a 19.68. He fell this week from 6th to 8th. Next up, we have Shay. Shay selected Thor at number 1, Fast 5 at number 2, Something Borrowed at number 3, Rio at number 4, and Medea at number 5. Now, Shay's score was a 21 this week. He brought his average score up to a 19.8. His ranking was 8 last week. He is now in 7th. So he brought up his score and popped himself up a notch in the rankings. Next on the list, we have Tim. Tim came in 6th this week, and he gave us a voicemail for his pick. So let's go ahead and hear what Tim had to say.
Hey, guys. This is Tim. Sorry I'm calling late with my picks, but I had to go to the emergency room. I tripped and fell over Mentally's score. But too soon?
Oh, Tim.
I wouldn't turn to fan-on-fan crime, but, you know, Jonathan threatened to break my larynx with his man hand, so I got to do what I got to do, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's fair.
That, you know, in the incentive program that Tony put in about all this, you know, best voicemail stuff that I lost out on last week. Thanks a lot, guys. So, we're going to try it again. Number one, well, what else could there be but Thor God of Thunder? And number two, we got Fast 5. Number three, we got Rio. Number four, we got Something Borrowed. And number five, jump the broom. Jump the mop. I can't read my writing. Jump a stick. Jump the movie I'm not going to watch ever. So, there you go. Those are my five. I have something better planned, but I had to borrow a phone to call us in before I go to the movies. So, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Tim. Tim got a total of 21 after his picks. It brought his score up to a 19.83. Now, if you're listening closely, this only has him 3/100ths of a point higher than Shay. He also bumped his ranking up a point. He was in 7th last week. He's in 6th place now. So congratulations on that, and you better watch it, Chief, because Shay is on your heels. We're to the point where the scores in over the next couple of spots are really close. I have a feeling that the 9th through 4th place are going to jumble over the next couple of weeks. It wouldn't be a surprise if we see him completely flip-flop. The scores are so close. It's pretty crazy. Next on the list is Jonathan. Jonathan scored a 23 this week. He was one of the five people that scored a 23. His average score is now a 20, a dead even 20. And he is maintaining his fifth place ranking. Next on the list is moi. I got a 21. I brought my score up very slightly to a 20.42. I'm in fourth. I was in fourth last week. Next up, we have Art, who did leave us a voicemail, so let's go ahead and listen to what Art had to say.
Hey, this is Art calling in with my picks. Well, first off, I just wanted to say to Andrew, Riven Sedriel was not the first. He was tied for first to be the one without an asterisk beating all the hosts. He just happens to be beating me right now, too. So, my picks, of course, obviously, Thor number one. Fast Five, number two. I'm going to go Something Borrowed over Jumping the Broom because it's opening more theaters. Then Jumping the Broom and finish it out with Rio. As far as doing bad, Tony, you got nobody to blame but yourself because I listened to all the back episodes before I started putting my picks in there, and so I think you trained me pretty well. I'm going to throw a shoe eventually. But we'll see what happens. I have a couple of suggestions for the show. I don't know how hard this would be to do, but have you thought about doing a second leaderboard, one that is just based on the results from the week? I think it would encourage people to play because you come out the box and get that high score and you're right there sitting at the top of the list. And it gives you something to chase after, always looking to get back on the top of that secondary list where, you know, for last week, you did really good. You know, you can see those numbers; they're on the current list. But I don't know. There's something about being up there towards the top that's really a lot of fun. And the other suggestion was possibly for non-participants a slight penalty, like a tenth of a point or 2/10 of a point. You know, right off the top, to encourage you to call in because it's really not that hard to take a minute and call in some picks. But that's just my opinion. All right. Thanks a lot. Keep it up, guys. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Art. Thanks for the suggestions. We had one further suggestion, and that was to go ahead and list everyone's picks in the show notes for this episode so that the folks who either had sent in emails or had posted their picks on Twitter, and some of you guys might not be on Twitter, so that you can see a full listing of what everyone selected. And I might do that. That is a little bit time consuming, and the time constraints I have getting the episode recorded Monday night to be released early Wednesday morning, they're tight, and I don't want to have anything suffer on the podcast episodes for the text on the website. So we'll see. I'll see if I can try to organize my time and get those on there. I think it's just a matter of doing a little bit of organization and tossing it out to you guys, see what you think. This is you guys are participating in this as much as anyone. You're sending in voicemails, sending in emails, tweeting about it. There's some great back and forth conversation on the website in the comment section. So what do you guys think? What kind of suggestions do you have to make the show better, to improve on what we're doing here? Any tweaks like that? Would a mini leaderboard for the week, would that be beneficial? Maybe that's something we could go ahead and post in the show notes of this episode so that everybody could know what the weekly ranking was. Because I kind of feel that backseat box office scoring, BSBO scoring screen, is a little full, and I don't want to clutter it too much. But if you guys think that's a good place for it, I'll go ahead and include it there. That's not that big of a deal for me. Let me know what you think. I'm open to suggestion. I'm not going to change anything with this week's episode because, quite frankly, it's late enough as it is. Let's go ahead and get. We've got two more places. Just so I can round out Art's picks for this week. He had a 23, and you'll find that from here on out. 1, 2, and 3, all three of you guys got a 23 this week. His average score has been brought up to a 21.17. Keep track, because there is less than a half a point difference between first and third at this point. He is in third. He was in third last week, so he maintains. Next on the list, Riven Sedriel, and he sent us a voicemail as well.
Hello, Backseat Producers. This is Riven Sedriel calling in my picks for the weekend of May 6th to 8th, 2011. Actually, Tony got my picks by Twitter as usual, but I figure, I got some time this weekend. Go ahead and put together a voice thing and send it in.
Thank you.
I ended up picking the same order and movies as Jonathan this week, so our fates are intertwined, if you will. But for the sake of being thorough, go ahead and run through them right now. Number one, Thor. And honestly, I had originally thought to put Fast Five up here because I wasn't as convinced about the whole Thor thing as a lot of people were until I saw the overseas numbers from the last week out in the UK and Australia, and it dominated overseas. So it kind of forced me to rethink it, and as I record this on Sunday morning, I am glad I did, because the early projections show Thor at over 25 million, with Fast Five coming in at about 10, so, well, 10 and a half. So I'm glad I made that change. Picked Fast Five at number 2. This looks to be holding out pretty well. And yes, it did drop off. I don't think it's actually a little bit more than the 60%. I believe that it was either Tony or Andrew had mentioned.
I think that was me.
Fast and the Furious movies drop off,
yeah.
But good call there, at least that much. Number 3, Something Borrowed. I'll probably be going to see this afternoon, maybe. My wife and I are thinking of going out to catch a flick, and it's one of the things we can agree on, particularly because I like Jennifer Goodwin. Number 4, Jumping the Broom. And number 5, Rio. And as I said, as of this morning, I'm looking at the box office projections for the weekend, and Jonathan and I are dead on at the moment. Now, we'll see how well that holds out. Something Borrowed and Jumping the Broom about 600,000 off right now. Rio and Water for Elephants are about 300,000 apart right now. So it's still anybody's game to some extent, at least in the 3, 4, and 5 slots. But looking good, and hopefully by the time this actually airs, Jonathan and my picks will have been justified. So we'll talk to you guys later. See you.
All right. Thank you, Riven Sedriel. And you got a 23 this week, so I think your picks were justified. That said, I'm going to go ahead and let you know that Mark J, Riven Sedriel, and Art, 1, 2, and 3, all had the exact same picks. They all got 23. Jonathan, who was in 5th, also had those same picks. I was the only outlier in that top 5 that did not get a 23 this week. The way it worked out, Riven Sedriel, his average score came up to a 21.33, and Mark J's came up to a 21.5. Now, Mark J still has an asterisk. The top one position, Mark J, and the bottom three positions, those folks are the only ones that have asterisks currently, so everyone else is full on the leaderboard. They have at least 5 picks, and Mark J maintains the number one slot. He was tied with Riven Sedriel last week, but Riven has more weeks of participation, so his better score, where they both got the same score, he had more numbers to average it against, so it didn't raise his score quite the same. But right now, between first and third, we have a 21.17, 21.33, and a 21.5. So it is anybody's game over the next week or two. Things could change drastically. One of those guys, you never know. You could have a really rough week and shoot right on past the hosts on the way down. So thanks, you guys, for joining me. Hopefully this is a coherent episode, as I am a little bit tired. Appreciate everything you guys do. I appreciate the comments, the suggestions, and I'll go ahead and see about implementing some of them. I'll toss that to you guys. What do you think? Would you like to see those extra leaderboards? Would you like to see a ranking of just this week's scores, maybe doing the top 5? There's no need to drag it all to the top 17 or whatever that we had participate this week. But maybe if we just do the top 5, that's a little more reasonable and kind of gives you something to shoot for then too. Anyway, thank you for listening. Please join us on Friday to have a listen to what Andrew, Jonathan, and I have to pick for this coming weekend. Thanks a lot. See you next time.